from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, it's a short prison term for a woman who shot and killed her husband in Mays Landing nearly 2 years ago. In June, Mary Lou Wigglesworth pleaded guilty to second-degree manslaughter in the Christmas 2022 killing of 57-year-old David Wigglesworth. Of her six-year sentence, she must serve just over five before being eligible for parole. A woman with 15 active warrants has been arrested in Atlantic City.
A merchant on the Atlantic City boardwalk went to open his store shortly before noon Tuesday, but a woman was blocking the entrance. Police say the woman spit on him, then lifted up her shirt to display the handle of a firearm and threatened to kill him. Police soon tracked down 33-year-old Fatima Gadsden as she was about to go into another shop with the firearm, which they later found was an imitation gun. The Philadelphia woman is being held at Atlantic County Jail. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey News brought to you by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State, powered by the Haddad Law Firm. Specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more, call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com. Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, is wreaking havoc in several African nations, and the current round of the virus is said to be more transmissible. Experts say it wouldn't be surprising to see the scare come here.
I'm not thinking about the proportionally wild, out-of-control replication and transmission that took place with COVID-19, but it can be spread, and it will be spread.
Perry Halkidis, dean of the Rutgers School of Public Health, says states like New Jersey and New York should be more concerned than states like Montana. And more than $500 million is up for grabs in tonight's Mega Millions drawing. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will this gorgeous weather stick around? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. High pressure is directly overhead today. That means we'll keep clear skies, dry weather, and dead calm winds. Meanwhile, temperatures are warming through the weekend as we transition from fall-like back to summery weather. Sunny and dry today. High temperatures near 80 degrees. Tonight, we'll see a few clouds creep in. It'll still be comfortable. Low temperatures bottom out around 60. For tomorrow, expect a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be seasonably warm for your Saturday. Highs 80 to 85. Might feel a little bit sticky here on Sunday with highs in the mid-80s and mostly sunny skies. Our next rain chance hold off until Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And right now in Newark, it's 75. Edison, 75. Mount Holly, also 75. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Weather made possible by Lester Glenn Auto Group. Did you know that Lester Glenn Auto Group has locations in Toms River, Ocean Township, Freehold, and Seagirt? Treat yourself to a new vehicle this summer from the team that's dedicated to your experience. Get started at LesterGlenn.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.